Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Mr. Gunnarsson, and I was just talking to Demetrius. Somebody put a $59.98 charge on my debit card from my bank today, and I have not ordered anything, so I want it canceled and returned to my bank.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
2610 America Avenue, Jacksonville Beach, Florida, 32250.
I do see where our meal plan was purchased. You don't recall doing a survey to enter into a sweepstakes to win a Makita tool set, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or even a iPad on the 11th, I'm sorry, on today?
No.
Is there anyone in your household? Could I possibly sign up for this service without your knowledge?
No, ma'am. I'm the only one home, and I've been sitting here watching TV.
What I am going to do for you today is reach out to your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account so they're able to verify the location of where the order was taking place and also what device was used to place the order as well. Give me just a moment. One moment. Okay, so while we wait on a response from your local authorities, what I am going to do for you today is provide you with a refund of $59.89. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. Give me just a moment. One moment, I'm almost finished. Okay, I do have a cancellation confirmation number available for you. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, hon.
The number is 920-754-169. That number again is 920-754-169. And is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
And your name again, I'm sorry.
My name is Asia. It is spelled ASIA.
All right, Asia, I appreciate it, and thank you for your help today.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.